dehorn him, and then we make steers out of the bulls. Mm-hmm. And we'd sell all of our old milk cows, and then we'd take our heifers, and then wait till they had a calf, and pick the best milkers and sell the rest of them for beef.
When you were turning the young bulls into steers, what did you call this operation?
Just cutting.
Cutting. And if you sold the product of that to restaurants, or what did you call the product when it was prepared for eating?
We call them lamb fries. However, we never sold any. We usually ate them.
Steady market for those at home. Were those ever called anything else?
Mountain oysters.
That was a common term?
Mountain oysters and lamb fries.
Mm-hmm. Lamb fries from calves?
What?
From calves?
Yeah. Incidentally, if you're back down here this fall, I'll take you to a lamb fry.
Well, by George, if I'm down here, I'll go with you.
I got a negative point. Have you ever eaten any?
No, I never have.
I'll tell you, that's most delicious.
I was talking to a rancher in Stigler, and he said, I had a school teacher boarding with him. He didn't know what he was eating. And he just took a great plateful and he ate them up, and he took another great plateful and he ate them up, and they said, "Say, do you know what you're eating?" And he said, "No, but it's sure good," they told him. He said he sat there very soberly for a minute, thought, and said, "My, they're good, aren't they?" Another great plateful.
So they are.
Okay. Did you raise hogs or pigs?
No, we had no hogs and no chickens.
You didn't have time for those, I imagine.
No, they weren't for a dairy farm.
Where did the people who raised these things keep them usually?
Oh, they had a pig style. And they had a pig shed, or a hog waller.
What'd you call that old the stuff that the hogs would stomp up, the mud and the water when they got
it's out? Hog waller.
Have you ever heard that called loblolly?
No, I've never heard that.
That tickled me when I heard that called loblolly.
Loblolly.
The loblolly.
Well, the old expressions. We've always used in our family was somebody to ask you where you're going. Well, I'm going to the creek to feed the hogs.
What kind of fence did you have around your lots?
Around our lots we had 1 to 6 pine boards about 16 feet long. And our fence pins were usually about 6 foot high.
Mm-hmm. Was this all around the farm?
All around the three milk, where we kept the milk cows. Mm-hmm. Just around, possibly covered a square block.
Mm-hmm. How about the pastures?
Pastures were old barbed wire fences.
What was this fastened to?
Usually to bulldog post or oak post, mm-hmm. which we would cut off the creek, make our own fence post.
That bulldog just wore like so much iron.
And bulldog stayed about 40, 50 years.
How did you attach the fence to it?
With the wire staples.
Wasn't there a trick to that?
Oh, yes, you get your finger out of the way when you tacked it off.
No, I've heard that Bodark would spit a staple.